The Book of Habakkuk, Chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet set to Shigionoth. O Yahweh, I have heard the report of you and am afraid. O Yahweh, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years make it known. In wrath remember mercy. God came from Teman and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His grandeur covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had rays coming forth from his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and fiery bolts went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and drove apart the nations. And the eternal mountains were scattered. The everlasting hills bowed down. His goings were as of old. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian trembled. Was Yahweh displeased with the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers or your wrath against the sea that you rode on your horses, on your chariots of salvation? Your bow was bared naked. By means of a word, the arrows are assigned by oath. Selah, you split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and were afraid. The tempest of waters passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted up its hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation at the light of your arrows as they went, at the shining of your glittering spear. You marched through the land in indignation. You threshed the nations in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. You wounded the head out of the house of the wicked man, laying bare the foundation even to the neck. Selah, you pierced with his own staves the head of his warriors. They came as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. You trod the sea with your horses, the heap of mighty waters. I heard, and my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness enters into my bones, and I tremble in my place, because I must wait quietly for the day of trouble, for the coming up of the people that invades us. For though the fig tree will not flourish, neither will fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive will fail, and the fields will yield no food. The flock will be cut off from the fold, and there will be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in Yahweh, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Yahweh, the Lord, is my strength, and he makes my feet like hinds' feet and will make me to walk on my high places. For the chief musician, on my stringed instruments,